US bishops have written an open letter to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, urging the government to do more to protect Iraq's Christians. Penned by Chairman of the Bishops' Committee on International Affairs, Bishop Thomas Venske, the letter deplores the sectarian violence engulfing the Shia and Sunni communities, but it also spotlights the disseminating effect knock-on this ethnic infighting is having on the country's ancient Christian community. Emma McCarthy has more.
Christians continue to decline from a pre-war population of over 1.2 million to a current estimate of just about 600,000. The UN's High Commission for Refugees estimates that approximately 44% of Iraqi refugees are Christian, even though they represent only about 4% of the total population. Bishop Wensky writes that a major factor behind this mass exodus is the growing and deliberate targeting of Christians. The recent beheading of a Syrian Orthodox priest in Mosul, the crucifixion of a Christian teenager in Al-Basra, the frequent kidnappings for ransom of Christians, including four priests, one of whom was secretary of the Patriarch Delhi, the rape of Christian women and teenage girls, and the bombing of churches are all indicators, he says, that the situation has now reached a crisis point.
It's a disaster of Iraq at the moment. When you don't have any security in Iraq, that's why all these terrorist organizations, they are doing what they are doing.
Iraqi core bishop Philip Najim is procurator for the Chaldean Church here at the Vatican.
What's happening these days is no security in the country, and the Christian people, they are leaving the country for Europe or for Middle East, and they don't have any destination. They are not being accepted from any community because, you know, illegally they are leaving the country.
The bishops in the US are urging their government to adopt a more generous refugee asylum policy, including the possible resettlement of at-risk cases to the US, and to work with the governments of Turkey, Jordan and Syria to grant visas to allow Iraqi Christians and others compelled to leave Iraq access to economic, health and other necessary assistance, and help until they are able to stabilise their own situation, return to Iraq, or make other plans for their future. I'm Emer McCarthy.